In 2011, I heard about Bitcoin for the first time. And my reaction was exactly the same as almost everybody else who heard about Bitcoin for the first time. Ha, nerd money. That's probably just for gambling. 6 months later, I heard about Bitcoin again. And this time, I read the white paper that launched this system. My background in computer science and distributed systems allowed me to see behind the illusion of what I thought Bitcoin was, and it blew my mind. In my life, I have now had 6 occasions in which I've become absolutely obsessed with a system of technology, to the point of forgetting to eat, forgetting to sleep, and shamelessly consuming as much knowledge as possible. My first computer when I was 10 years old, my first programming language experience, my first modem, my first access to the web via a web browser, the first time I downloaded and installed the Linux operating system, and now, Bitcoin. During the first 4 months after I discovered Bitcoin, I lost 26 pounds on the highly inadvisable diet of obsession. I have not completely emerged from that obsession because I keep finding new layers of depth to understand. The reason Bitcoin is so fascinating is because it isn't what it appears to be at first glance. Bitcoin isn't money. It isn't a system of currency. It's not a company. It's not a product. It's not a service you sign up for. It's not a currency. Currency is just the first application. It is the concept of decentralization applied to the human communication of value. It is a platform of trust. What is money? Money is one of the oldest technologies that humanity has. It precedes writing. How do we know that? The very first samples of writing we have are tallies and ledgers of debts owed. We could speculate that money had an oral tradition until it needed to invent a written tradition, so writing was created for it. In the history of money that now spans tens of thousands of years, there have been maybe 5 major changes, from pure barter exchange to the introduction of the first abstraction of value, shells, feathers, beads, nuts, stones, then precious metals, and then paper money, and then plastic money, and now network money. Bitcoin introduces a platform on which you can run currency as an application, on a network without any central points of control, a system completely decentralized, like the internet itself. It is not money for the internet, but rather the internet of money. Again, what is money? Money is a language, a linguistic abstraction. Money is a language that we use to communicate value to each other. Money simply allows us to express value, and that value may have economic consequences, but it also has other consequences. We use money to express and create social bonds, relationships, and associations, to create organization. Bitcoin is the first system of money that is not controlled by any entity, that is completely decentralized. Bitcoin introduces to money the very same things that the internet brought to communication. Now we're on the verge of a new transformation of money. We're creating the first completely global, completely borderless, completely decentralized, and completely open form of money. Because this money is programmable, you can build applications. You can launch and run your applications on the Bitcoin network without asking anyone for permission, just like you can launch a website without permission on the internet. What happens when you remove the requirement for permission? When you push innovation to the edge of the network? An exponential explosion in innovation. Applications that could not be built on the old systems, because they required permission, because they required a significantly large market segment, because they required adoption by many in order to be available at all, now none of those requirements exist. Anyone in the world can write or download an application, and even use a feature phone with text messaging, and immediately acquire the same powers that institutions of banking have today.